Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Michelob Ultra and the iconic handcrafted spicy margarita made with Casamigos. Pair all of that with hand-tossed wings and seared-to-order burgers. Every second is packed with the world's most scenic views. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Justin!
What's up, JM?
Yeah, boy!
Strength and honor.
I was just getting ready to say strength and honor. I was just getting ready to say that because I was looking at one of our, the post I made on Facebook. Jerry Bond says strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Roger, strength and honor.
Hey, you guys!
I didn't watch that enough to know that, but that is
an Academy Award winning actress that says that.
A lot of people are saying, yes, we've gone to Leon's Catfish, so good.
Is that Pine Bluff? Is that
yes,
what you said? Okay,
yes.
We have. Yeah, we've eaten there before.
Leon's Catfish serves a cheese sauce with their hush puppies that is weirdly
hush puppies,
excellent.
Daddy.
Someone says hit 79 in Fort Ice.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to take 35 to 79 and go all the way down. Phil?
Pinto said, are we not on Facebook today?
Come on, Pinto.
I deleted it and re-uploaded it. We should be
Come
good
on,
now.
Pinto. Why is Pinto
we showed on? It was on mine.
Pinto.
But,
Pinto's
yeah.
always complaining. What's up, Pinto?
So was that where we all there when they had the guest on, when they had Stacey and them on?
Or? I have no clue because it showed it was on mine.
Weird.
Hey, we're on now. I can't find it when you had in studio guests.
Weird. All right.
Why Facebook? Why do you go Facebook? Why do you go Facebook and not go X?
What's that?
Or YouTube.
I know, huh? Or YouTube. Yeah, I don't know.
I think for some people who spend a lot of time on Facebook, it's easy just to move over to Facebook and go live there.
I guess maybe I spend time. To your point, yes. I mean, whatever you're used to, but if you can't find it on Facebook, we're on X.
Which is easier, I wonder? YouTube?
To me, I go to X.
Is the last one, the choice is the app?
Oh, by far for me, it would be the app.
Just because it just seems to have issues? You gotta wade through a lot? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the last choice.
Yeah. It's great that we have all those different options.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice that we have that.
If I had my preference.
661-1037 is the number. Roger, we've got to play a little.
No more nub on a bun.
No more nub on a bun.
No
we got to play a little fact
or
crap. It is National Catfish Day. It's National Handshake Day. And it's National Leon Day.
Handshake.
What do we have from a contestant standpoint that we're playing for?
We still have Dude Perfect tickets. We're giving them away.
Wow, okay. Dude Perfect.
All right. Dude Perfect, which is mid-July?
Yes.
So even if you're not a big fan of Dude Perfect, give them to somebody.
My grandson, the kids
love them.
Yeah, so I'm taking James from what I understand.
So I didn't think Dude Perfect would appeal to a kid that young. How old is James?
6.
Yeah, I thought that'd be like a 12-year-old or 13-year-old.
Well, Dude Perfect's on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
So that's where he sees
that's
him.
That's where he sees
him. Yeah, I
guess
it's
more kid YouTube.
Well, I don't know. You might go down a wrong page, but this, and I don't know if he's on Kids YouTube or not.
There's
a Kids YouTube.
There is.
And James is supposed to always be on that, but sometimes he will sneak and he will put on the adult stuff, which I don't know which one it is that just shows things breaking all the time because that stuff gets into their brain, man.
Well, let's hit the open and let's get as a contestant.
Do we have the open? I'm going to look for it here real quick.
Should be there.
Yeah, it should be. See, this is where I need all my pages, where my Thursday page would pop up, and I just have it. Let me see what this is. Oh, here's one. Somebody wanted to hear this while I'm looking for it.
We'll see there. Did you also see? Did you see where Andrew Benintendi with a broken hand? So he's up to that. Remember Benny Ball?
Sure.
He played with the Razorbacks. Andrew Benintendi.
He did what with a broken hand? All I heard was I'm fed up.
Is it fact or is it crap? You decide. Facts or crap is brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment, founded by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison over 10 years ago. They specialize in refuge sweeper and recycle equipment. Find out more at ametrucks.com.
All right, 661-1037. We need a contestant.
Yeah.
These are interesting. I think these are fact or crap. These are some of the more interesting ones that that I have. You know, last week, I think, Roger, I asked about the biggest arms manufacturer in the world is Hasbro. Remember that?
Yeah, we got that wrong.
Yeah, that's right. I think
I agreed with it.
Yeah, and I said Bat Out of Hell was written by Meatloaf after an argument with Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, we got that wrong, too.
Right.
You got the phone. Okay, yeah. And then I said, what about Sting? Remember the Sting question?
Yes.
I said, who has the rights? Who has the rights to the Sting patent?
Him or who?
The wrestler or the musician?
It was the wrestler.
It was the wrestler, yes. All right there, Roger Dodge, let's get some music. Let's get that contestant on, please.
It is right there.
Is that John? Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
You ready to play for some Dude Perfect tickets?
Let's go for it.
All right, give Roger and Christian a chance to give an answer before you give us yours, okay?
Sure.
All right, Roger and Christian.
Yes, sir.
The toenail of your little toe is called the spungle. Fact or crap?
Fact.
Wow, that was quick.
I have no clue, but Roger was very confident.
Yeah, because I just went to a doctor about an ingrown and found out what it was.
An ingrown spungle?
No, it wasn't an ingrown spungle. It's on the big one, but I got it taken care of. It's all good.
John, now remember that Roger is a trained actor.
Thank you, David,
and that he might be misleading you.
Yep, I just might.
By saying that.
But you know I know little toe.
Yeah, so are you going to go fact or crap? The toenail of your little toe is called the spungle.
Let's go crap on that one.
The toenail of your little toe is called the spungle is crap. Of course it's crap. No such thing as a spungle.
There you go. I think that's what you do when you do nude pull-ups.
All right.
No, that's just please.
Please, that's right. Okay. All right, one more, and you're a winner. Yep. Do want to thank our fine friends at Arkansas Municipal Equipment. If you got any waste needs, they've got it covered. Commercial, not residential, but for any kind of any need like that, they can cover it. And also, they got great food right next door at Highway 270 Grill. All right, Elvis's best-selling album ever was Elvis's Christmas album. It's also the best-selling Christmas album of all time. Is that fact or crap, Roger Scott?
All right, here's the deal. I think you have to tell me what year this question was.
It would apply to today. It would apply to any album.
Today.
Any album.
You're talking about the best-selling Christmas album of all time.
Of all time.
I don't believe it is Elvis Presley's Christmas album is the best-selling album of all time because by that...
No, the best Christmas album.
Best-selling Christmas album is not Elvis Presley's Christmas album. It's not the best-selling Christmas album of all time, which means that the other question is moot.
All right, Christian, what do you say?
You're the big Elvis guy, but I'm going to go fact here. I'm just going to go separate from you.
Okay. All right, John, who are you going with? This is for the win. This is for the deuce. And now, if you miss it, you still got one more.
You got one more chance. That's right.
All right. I'm going to go crap on this one as well.
Yeah. Elvis's best-selling album ever was Elvis's Christmas album. It's also the best-selling Christmas album of all time. Is a fact. You missed that one.
Wow.
You missed that one. All right.
You blew it.
You got
one more chance, man. One more chance.
You got one more. All right. Fact or crap, Roger.
Good luck, Bubba. Good luck.
The FBI followed Russell Crowe around for almost 2 years in the early 2000s after they got a credible threat that Al-Qaeda was going to kidnap him as a cultural destabilization plot.
Okay.
John.
It's a lot of words.
John.
Oh, yeah. Listen
to me now. You know I'm a trained actor, yes?
That's it.
But here's the, and I also want you to win. So here's the thing. I just read that in my trivia just last week. It is indeed a fact. He was one of many actors and actresses that they were citing because they would have gone after him, thinking that, you know, we would just go nutso butso over it. This is a fact. The FBI trailed him. Keep him safe.
All right, Christian, what do you say, fact or crap?
I do believe this is a fact.
Wow, okay. Now, remember, they may be giving you the wrong information, John.
Yeah, we might, but I'm not.
So what are you going to do, fact or crap?
I'm going to go fact on this one.
Attaboy.
The FBI followed Russell Crowe around for almost 2 years in the early 2000s after they got a credible threat that Al-Qaeda was going to kidnap him as a cultural destabilization plot. Is... a fact.
Yeah!
In fact, you are correct.
Yeah!
How about that? So after Gladiator,
yes,
he had so much success We just got through reviewing this movie the other day.
That's where I read it.
Yeah, how crazy is that? They shadowed him for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nutso butso.
They were going after him. Al-Qaeda was going to get him.
How about that?
I think he and a few other people at that time. Well, Al-Qaeda's nutso butts.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
John? Say it.
He didn't get it. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Attaboy!
There you got it. You got
John, you're going to go see Dude Perfect.
Good job.
Sounds good.
Hold on. Let Charles get your, or Christian get your information and tell you how to pick up those tickets.
Roger, back on the one point. I did a little diving in on this early this morning when I was doing my prep for Factor Crap about Elvis. About the Christmas album being his all-time greatest, number one.
I think our fandom is getting in the way of that.
I checked it. First of all, I went back and
looked. I would never
Here's the deal. Do you know when the Christmas album was recorded?
1968.
No, it was...
56.
It was in the 50s. So he did it while he was...
Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me.
Stoller or whatever, they wrote that for him. They wrote that one for him. And then the other was covers. I think Blue Christmas was not his original... No, it was, but I don't think it had been popular. He made it popular.
Never done anybody else.
Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me. Stoller, whatever, wrote that in like 5 minutes. Elvis said, can you write a song for this Christmas album? Because all the others were covers. It's the largest selling Christmas album of all time.
I never would have guessed that.
I was
maybe in 1956 it would have been, but I never would have guessed it would have lasted this long.
Yeah,
Bing Crosby, even Mariah Carey.
I look back at some. We've done this for so many years. Yeah. Fact or crap, a dragonfly can fly 25 to 35 miles per hour.
A dragonfly. Be water, my friend.
It's a fact.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dragonfly can fly 25 miles an hour.
Yeah, there's a word.
You can't get away from it.
There's a word for half a decade or 5 years. It's called a lustrum.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, you've done that before, I think.
Yeah, that's what I said. These are just, most kangaroos are left-handed.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, how crazy is this?
Well, first of all, you're smoking dope to analyze that. you're getting government money. To do things like that. That's where we got to come up with a bit where we can just get some government money.
Michael Keaton's real name is...
You know how much money is being made in fraud? You've seen the news. Why can't we get a piece of it?
Michael Keaton's real name is Michael Douglas.
It is Michael Douglas. Why did he have to change it? Michael J. Fox.
How crazy is that?
Is not his real name either, I don't believe.
I mean, that's just great.
Because you can't be... And you know why they change your names, right? I mean, Michael Douglas had to change his name because somebody already had it in the biz.
Yeah, here's the last one. The Big Mac was originally called the Aristocrat. The name bombed, so it was switched to the Blue Ribbon Burger. That also bombed, so they went to the Big Mac.
So it was the Aristocrat. I didn't know about the Blue Ribbon Burger. Did you ever eat a Big Mac? Sure, of course you did. Did you like it?
Yeah, I ate one the other day.
Did you really?
I did.
Shut up.
I did.
You ate a Big Mac?
I did.
Man,
I start thinking about my days growing up, and I think about the Big Mac.
You know what? And you got some fries with it, didn't you?
Sure did.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. Rank it for me. Rank it for me right now. Because there are times. Now, the Burger King Whopper, my mouth's watering now.
I love the Whopper.
That's kind of, they're charbroiled, right?
Yeah,
isn't that
good.
What that is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a different flavor. So freaking good.
Well,
then you got that special sauce on the Big Mac makes that one.
And then...
That double, three distinctly, I can taste them all. You could put one in front of me right now, and could you do the taste test? Without a doubt.
And the bread in the middle of that, bread in the middle of that makes it really cool, too.
It's disgustingly good, man. You want that stuff dripping down your elbow so you lick it out.
Kate Moore is saying, I don't think Justin covered...
Turn the page.
I don't think he did either. Yeah. I was looking.
She's also listening. She goes.
Pass the intern?
She's listening on the app, and she said, "I'm laughing at some of the clips that y'all are playing."
Yeah, well, we got more for you. We miss him. You tell him to answer the phone. I'm kidding.
Here's one for you. Fact or crap? Yeah. The employees at Disney parks aren't allowed to point with one finger because it could be seen as a negative gesture by people from other countries.
I don't doubt.
So they'll always point with two fingers. I also noticed that do the stewardesses do that too?
They sure do.
Yeah, I'll go fact on that.
Stewardesses do it.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my God! You know what? So do the people at Chick-fil-A. They would do it with two fingers.
Do you have any sound from last night? Did you get any sound at all from Malik or?
Did not.
Did they interview him?
See anything.
Yeah. If you missed it last night, what were they?
34, 35.
Look at the picture that Ron just sent.
Let me see here.
Look at the picture that Ron just sent.
I'm looking.
It's on the Middleton Heat and Air text.
You mean this one?
Do you see it? Yes. What does it say?
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, but what else do you know on there? This is what
it says. Camden at
Camden.
The top.
And we're going to Camden today.
I know.
Are you? I'm telling you right now.
What's that song? We're going down to Camden. Cali. We're going down to Camden.
To the what's the place?
White House Cafe.
To the White House.
How many? What is the population, Christian, of Camden?
Camden. Going back to Camden.
I'll look it up.
Someone says that
3,200 is my guess.
Would you please look it up? I don't know. That's why I said it.
I'm looking it up.
Jay Sue said that's freaking hilarious. You've got to play that JM clip again. Is that the one where he says he's so loud?
Up. Okay, it is 10,000.
Wow.
As of 2024.
All right, watch this.
Watch what he says.
Christian,
bro.
Who is the greatest football player to come out of Camden?
Ooh. I have no clue.
Not even close.
Welcome to the jungle.
Right, Raj?
Is it a Razorback?
It is a Razorback. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Camden.
I'll give you a hint. He was the first two-time first-team All-American on the offensive line. And I'll give you a hint. He's now become more of a topic because of not him, but his son. Come on, man.
Sean Andrews.
Oh, his son, JJ.
He was from Camden Fairview.
He's from Camden Fairview.
See,
that's
give
it.
Me that one right there, Camden Fairview. What do you say to that, Klein? I don't know what that's all about.
You know, his sound almost sounds like Chuck Gatlin's scream. Let me hear Joe's.
I'm going to hear Joe. Joe?
Why does it dip down? The levels dip down.
He probably went away from the mic.
Might have been.
He may have.
And then we got Chuck Gatlin screaming. He's really under attack.
What about this guy first? Hey, it's our buddy. Congratulations on number one, Justin.
Thank you, guys. I just want to read.
That's not him.
First time to that area of the country. Have you been down in that area before, Evan?
There
he is. I just got
this
tired
is for his wife.
Of that same old job.
It's for me too.
Tired of fighting that freeway.
Turn that up.
Go. I bet you thought I'd really go. I'd never get as far as Mexico. But I've learned to speak the language song. Down on the beach drinking coke and rum.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know me with this golden glow. Soaking sun in Mexico.
Everybody!
But I'm eating right and I'm living good. Doing everything I said I would. I should have left a long time ago. Who needs you? I've got Mexico.
Good stuff, man.
Chuck! Chuck!
Good Lord.
Chuck!
Wow.
Chuck! Chuck!
That's
it right there.
That's supposed to be for Family Feud, right?
Yeah. That's exactly what that is. That sounds like Chuck is auditioning
fact
for
or crap.
One of the sisters in Shawshank. What do you say,
Chuck? Camden was on and still is a list of the most likely to be nuked if the world was ending because the missiles
that's
being
where the
manufactured there. Yeah, somebody says that's where they make all the Patriot missiles.
That's where Patriots and the Javelins, I think it's the same name.
Yeah, so Camden,
right.
How about that?
But guess what? It's also one of the ones that's going to get rid of all, when they got to get rid of everything. All right, before they get us, start shooting them off. I wonder how far they can go. Tom Cotton spins. I think Tom Cotton has an Airbnb down there. That's one of his places. Isn't that right, Chuck?
Chuck!
Okay. Stop it. Joe, what else?
Butt ass wide open.
You know, first of all, that's what your doors will be at 11
o'clock. Can I have some Roger Scott?
No, we don't have it. Come we on. Have some of this.
Give me
one.
Some Scott.
We've
some
talked about pooping and lawns. We talked, we made fun of International Women's Day.
Yes.
Right?
Welcome to the big leagues,
Joe. Come on.
I'm the black sheep of the family.
Justin, what is the one thing that you want everybody to know about you, Justin Moore?
I have very tender feet.
He really does. They are indeed.
Oh, my gosh. Is that the wall now that you built for him?
No, oh, that's a big old wall for him. What do you think of Tiger Bait, Justin?
I hate that guy. I cannot stand that guy. I don't know what he does for a living.
Melinda,
I don't know him personally.
Talk to him,
I hate
Melinda.
The guy.
Talk to him, Melinda.
I don't hate anybody, but I hate that guy.
Melinda.
He needs to crawl back into the swamps of Louisiana that he
amen.
Crawled out of. Because he's a dumbass.
That's said it right there.
Who said amen, by the way?
He did say
I don't know who that. I don't know who that was on that. That's a good question.
And what?
Somebody says amen is sitting in the studio, then I don't know.
I hate that guy. I cannot stand that guy. I don't know what he does for a living.
Melinda,
I don't
talk
know
to
him.
Him
personally.
Talk to
I
him,
hate
Melinda.
The guy.
Talk to him, Melinda.
I don't hate anybody, but I hate that guy.
Melinda.
He needs to crawl back into the swamps of Louisiana that he
amen.
Crawled out of.
I don't know who that is. That's a good question.
I love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
Love
buddy.
You, buddy.
We love you, too, everybody. What about that? What do you say about Josh?
First thing he cleans up is his damn attitude.
I understand. That's why it's exactly right. We love you, Jay Berg.
But Roger is building back the walls. We had to change his systems, and so we lost some
FanDuel.
Things.
FanDuel.
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 FanDuel. I was listening the other day and I heard it. It was FanDuel.
You know, the one thing, I guess there's one thing you miss about Josh.
Nerd alert. That was so good.
He would get
Chris,
so upset.
Chris, did you
upset.
Know about that one? The nerd
yeah.
alert?
Yeah, I know you used it.
He would go.
He didn't
you
like
used
dessert.
It on me once or twice, but I really don't care.
No, listen.
Whoa.
Yeah, what do you say? What do you say to that?
I know I'm nerdy.
You know what? If I may borrow from Justin Moore.
First thing he cleans up is his damn attitude.
You clean a bad attitude, mister. You clean a bad attitude.
Drum like timbals. I don't know what that means, but it's...
Sounds cool.
I saw Baz's timbals in the
aspect. You sure did. You sure did, my friend. You sure did. What about this one?
Hey, it's Elvis calling. I think this is a buzz number. I'm not for sure. But I overheard Justin Moore talking about this morning. Elvis couldn't sing. I don't know if you get this message to Justin Acri or anybody there. David Basil or Roger Scott. Tell him I would challenge Justin.
Oh, you know what? He's not on that one. This is just something we should play.
Okay.
That's what that is.
Well, I'm a running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that try on me, two they want to stone me. One says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy. Take it easy.
I don't even remember him doing that one. It's not.
I think that's for Finish the Lyric, isn't it?
You know what, Roger? Probably no telling how many of those we got in there.
I don't know. Yeah. What about this? What do you think about RJ?
RJ, you still pooping naked?
Yeah.
I can almost taste it right now.
Oh, wow.
In fact, I grew up in.
In fact, it's just indignant. In fact, I grew up, and then Justin goes, "Well, I grew." Up.
In fact, I grew up in the south of the south. I grew up in El Dorado and had plenty of the Vienna sausages. So,
well, I had Vienna sausage.
Yeah, Rusty. Yeah. Just get you. What you? What
oh
is
my
it?
Gosh!
Oh,
somebody
wow.
says you guys should make those sounds and clips available on the app somehow. You know what? That's why. You have to listen to us to do that. That's why we want you to listen to us.
It's like he's still here with us.
Rest easy, Justin Moore, in your recliner.
Are we best friends? Wow. Wow. That's what it is, and one of my all-time favorites. What's the one that I cannot find? Oh, I do. Can't find that one.
Is that you?
No, that was him going, I do.
That's right.
That's right what he did. That was the one. I thought maybe with a new system that we'd find it, but it's
well.
Not
listen, that. If we get this other monitor downstairs, we were trying to push Gemma to speed up the process to get this done. We're relying on, we're trusting Gemma to help us in this very crucial part of our transition.
Right. If we do it while Acre's gone,
Has anybody ever worked with you with lawn chain?
Oh Lord, no. I'm 40. Now I ain't worked on it.
You just call it. This is the best thing you just said. You said we're not going to do it. That way, in your mind, you can always hit a home run.
I mean, you heard it coming.
Yeah, you did.
And you knew. Let me find the right spot to put gas on this fire.
Has anybody ever worked with you with lawn chain?
Oh, Lord, no. I'm 40. Now I ain't worked on it.
You just call it. This is the best thing you just said. You said we're not going to do it. That way, in your mind, you can always hit a home run.
Oh,
you like a spider.
My gosh.
Oh my goodness, great stuff.
And one last one.
Strolling along country roads with my baby. It starts to rain, it begins to pour.
I love that so much.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, buddy. That's astounding. Very astounding.
You know, the only thing we're missing out of that, Christian, you notice.
What are we missing?
Roger. Roger, see what's happening. Let me tell you, he's going to force me to learn the system where I can start punching the number.
You know what? That is one thing.
We're going to have a monitor over here where I'm going to start punching the number.
Listen, before you pay one of the network services guys under the table, that'll be the last thing you do is learn how to find somebody.
Hey, is Akri at the, is he at the soccer match tonight?
I believe he is going to see Netherlands and Tunisia.
What now? I'm just telling you, just here. Just is going to see the Netherlands and Tunisia tonight in the Kansas City.
This is a guy that is not really into soccer.
No, why do you want to go? See, is that a good match? Netherlands are pretty good.
Netherlands is good, yeah.
How's Tunisia?
Tunisia is not. They're okay. They're going to be out of the World Cup. They had a disappointing showing.
The fact, Roger, that we have a guy on our show that knows about the soccer prowess of Tunisia is pretty impressive.
Netherlands used to be a power. They're a little bit down.
You know what? Hey, that was it, Roger. Go.
You may know Virgil van Dijk.
Virgil van Dijk.
He's one of their better.
Is he Netherlands or Tunisia?
Or Netherlands.
Dick. Is he Dick and Jerry's brother?
Van Dijk.
So tonight, Roger, the U.S. team plays at 9, but yeah. It doesn't matter because if you miss it, it doesn't. When you wake up the next morning, it doesn't matter what
I'll
the score is.
I'll be walking out of Mainline no, with a box of wings about that time and be able to catch it.
Yeah, you get a long day today.
No, but, listen, who doesn't have a long day?
Well, hey, tomorrow we'll be over at Fletcher Dodge.
Let me tell you something. You know what? I'm glad you reminded me of that.
Fletcher Dodge, that means they're doing deals tomorrow, so get ready.
Well, let me tell you who's got a longer day right now. There's, look at it. He's in it. Right there. Look at it. You know it, huh? Yeah, looking for a payoff.
There he is.
Network Services Group. One call does it all. That's it right there. Listen, shout out to the City of Benton Street Department. I just saw where they were over at my house, and they repaired a couple of pieces of, I don't know what you call it. I'll call them panels, sidewalks, over in front of my house and in front of my neighbor's house right there. Thank you very much. Thank you guys for doing that. And getting that done. That's who's working hard. Me and you driving down to eat free pork chops,
yes.
Grilled chicken, and then me going to play trivia with some of my closest friends, whom I love, that come out to trivia at Mainline Sports Bar. I'm telling you, it's an honor that they come and spend a Thursday with me, and these guys are busting up concrete. I'm all right, Jerry.
Two things, Raj, as we go to break here. This is from John Mark. He said, I have a home office now. And I'm watching y'all on YouTube on my 75-inch TV, and I get no work done now.
Thank you, John Mark.
Also, too, next week, Roger and Christian, I think we're going to try to get it done.
Going to New York?
We're going to try to get the Best Listener Contest done tomorrow, next week. So we're going to try to get that done. Going to do our best.
Christian, I'm John Richards. I won some Moe's months ago and haven't come picked it up. Can I still pick that up? I understand if not. I don't know. Sometimes, what's your name? John Richards, if you're listening. They don't keep stuff for very long, but, you know, we're better than most stations, if not all. We
have to show up and see what happens.
Yeah, you got nothing to lose. You got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You know, you might even get to meet Chuck Gatlin.
But don't get mad if you don't have it.
No, don't be mad. Don't be mad. You won't be mad at all because she'll probably give you something. She may have some shot glasses down there. Thank you to Paul Krause, Shane Andrews. He got that one, too.
Back the way it started from. All right, 9:34.
Strategist and host of the Sunday Buzz, Bill Vickery, gets in the mix with the guys on Morning Mayhem, courtesy of Arkansas's best Chevy dealers, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
This is SportsCenter.
The World Cup continues. Yesterday, Bosnia and Herzegovina beat Qatar 3-1 in all likelihood to advance to the round of 32. Their opponent will most likely be the United States. Switzerland beat Canada 2-1 to top Group B. With that loss, Canada will not have a home game for the round of 32. Mexico continued their winning streak, going 3-0 in the group stage by beating Czechia 3-0. Today, action begins at 3 with Group B. Curaçao will take on Cote d'Ivoire, while Germany will face Ecuador. At 6 in Group F, Japan and Sweden will play, while while the Netherlands take on Tunisia. Then at 9 in Group D, Australia will face Paraguay while USA plays Turkey A. All of those games can be seen on either Fox or FS1. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a mostly cloudy Thursday with a high of 90, plus a 30% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm as well. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of a shower overnight with just a low of 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a little hotter, up to 92, with only a 10% chance of rain. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Don't miss Murphy's Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the Benton Event Center. Over 250 tables with guns, ammo, knives, militaria, and so much more. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. Two-day admission, only $10. Kids 12 and under get in free. Plus, a $2 discount for veterans and LEOs. Don't miss Murphy's Gun and Knife Show, happening this weekend at the Benton Event Center.
Hey, Heath Boothby here on the lot at Crane Hyundai of Little Rock off Colonel Glenn. We are rolling into summer, and that means great savings. We have Tucson's and Santa Fe's at 0% financing for up to 60 months. Hey, you want big savings and great gas mileage? We have $3,000 off all new Elantras, cars that get over 40 miles to the gallon. Come see why me and my team are Little Rock's number one choice for sales and service here off Colonel Glenn, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. Visit us online at CraneHyundaiofLittleRock.com.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oakland Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
Outstanding. Girl, you got me out.
Don't hear that very much in the Gap Band, a slow song.
What's the name of it?
That was popular, I remember it.
What's the name of it?
It's an Outstanding?
Outstanding. Outstanding.
Outstanding. Yeah. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show.
Yeah.
Get ready to head down to Camden, the White House Cafe.
Yeah.
Look forward to seeing everybody down there. Someone says here, I think on our Middleton Eaton Air text line, I think one of my favorite moments with the nerd alert at the time, Josh got super upset by it, and then you just hear Roger say, I can't control it. It just automatically senses when somebody's being a nerd.
It was automatic. It was AI.
Oh, my gosh.
He would go ballistic. It would go ballistic.
Here's one. I like.
So at that point, when you figured out that it annoyed him, it just made you want to do it.
Every single time.
So good.
I looked for something to play it on. And then I'd whistle.
From the 501. I like watching on YouTube because I can watch it on my 65-inch television from my recliner. I do hear a lot of people say that from their home they like
everybody's watching this on the big screens.
Yeah. What are you doing, though?
Have y'all had Burger Shack in Benton? Only open for lunch, but great food.
I've never had it.
Never heard of it.
No.
Roger, where's that? It's in, somewhere in Benton.
Man, it's a Burger Shack.
No, never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Let's see here. Justin Moore recorded the first part of it. You guys played it on the air. Josh Neighbors commented on how he loves being able to hear things like that. And I didn't say it was a cover. It's his rendition. No, it's oh. it's if you're not it's not the Bob Seger Turn the Page. It's got to be.
Is it the Metallica it's called Turn the Page?
I don't know.
Which is the same song?
That's right. It is, but they did it. It's a different version.
Yeah, but it's still a cover. It's cover. When you cover some, when you sing another person's song, it's a cover.
I think
you can make it. You can make it your own.
It's a cover.
Yeah,
but I don't remember him doing it on the show. He must have.
I don't see it in our system. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Of course,
the old joke is turn the page, past the intern.
Unless he was just singing Acapulco.
On
the,
maybe when he's doing Mexico. You know, I had somebody tell me the other day.
Luis last night. He was watching the Mexico soccer match last night.
And somebody said, who told me they told me last week that they were not going to be at trivia this week because they were going to Mexico.
Mexico.
It's like, we'll always have Mexico.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show this last few minutes. I saw where last night, Qatar went down to Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Hey, guitar man.
Most likely, the United States will be playing Bosnia-Herzegovina. Yeah,
kick them off the rocks.
I heard Acri talking about this. Is Bosnia, do we used to do Bosnia or Herzegovina, we've combined them now?
I think it's Bosnia and Herzegovina.
It's always been. Is it and or hyphen? I think it's Bosnia.
It's a hyphen in the
paper.
Yeah,
it's Bosnia-Herzegovina.
And poor old Haiti. They couldn't, Morocco's winning.
I don't know. Haiti had a lead at one point. Yeah, but Morocco's good.
They're called Haiti now. I want to name them all different.
Hello, who's this caller going live? Who was this?
Justin sang Motley Crue 103, or Home Sweet Home.
Right.
Well,
that's not Turn the Page.
Yeah,
that's the song y'all are thinking of.
No. He's thinking of the
Bob Cigar. Yes, thank you, sir. Thanks for listening and calling us on the Middleton Heat and Air text and phone line. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Would you give
Middleton
it to
Middleton Heat and Air text line.
It's Middleton Heat and Air text line, but it's the same number that you call on. Does somebody else own the phone number?
I don't know.
Do they, Christian?
Just the regular phone number?
Do we have that?
I don't think so.
Well, then maybe we should give it to someone.
Roger, what?
Ralph, you want to sell it?
What group play are we in? Don't blurt, Christian. What group play are we in tonight?
Well, it's a term.
No, it's not a term. It's group blank.
It's a letter of the alphabet.
Yeah. You got it.
Group?
A, B, C.
It's D.
D. Nailed it.
Paraguay and Australia. At 9, also Turkey Eye. What is it, Turkey Eye?
Turkey A.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Just say Turkey A.
I'll tell you what, Roger, watch out for Tunisia. When Tunisia, you know, when they get on, they get hot.
You know what they do? You throw out the record books.
When Tunisia and Netherlands get together?
Yeah. But I'll tell you the really hot match tonight, Roger. Curacao.
Curacao.
And the Ivory Coast.
Which is, Ivory Coast be called Cote d'Ivoire.
Is which one?
Ivory Coast.
They want to be called what?
Cote d'Ivoire.
Roger, please. Mm. You know what I say? Let me tell you. You cannot get that kind of. You don't got a producer on Sirius doing that. Bobby Bones doesn't have a producer like Christian.
No.
Not close.
No.
Not close.
Listen. Cote d'Ivoire is actually pretty good.
Cote d'Ivoire. Yeah, did that.
And Japan, Sweden is a good match as well.
You bet it is. But we call those Japan fan.
When those Swedes, Japanese get together.
Sweden have two of the best attackers in the world.
Fun fact.
And Viktor Gyökeres and Alexander Isak.
Fun fact about
Is that off the top of your head?
That is off the top of my head.
Roger.
This dude.
He just did it off the top of his head.
I like soccer, guys.
He likes soccer.
Yeah.
He's a big fan. Fun fact about the Swedes. That was Ben Cartwright in Bonanza, of course, had three baby mamas.
Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. Each one of them died. And the one that he married, Hoss's mom, was Swedish. And Hoss's uncle said he was as big as a horse.
Yes.
So he called him Hoss. That's where he got it from.
You're welcome, everybody.
Fun fact, what was Hoss's real name? Not his act, the actor. What was his character's real name?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know that one either. That's a good question. Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
This is for...
I just blacked out. What was I talking about?
You might get this,
Fernando
Roger.
Valenzuela?
And I think that Christian will get this one. Let me finish, Christian. This high school player won 3 state championships in 4 years. In Class 2A, his first 2 years, then Class 3A, his senior year. He earned state tournament MVP honors as a senior, scoring 43.3 points per game while leading his team to the title.
Is this state of Arkansas?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
It should be an easy one.
Yeah, it should be. I'm trying to think of somebody that played at a small school.
They missed him. They missed him.
Austin Reeves.
That sucker just says, hey, Arkansas Razorbacks, don't need you. If you don't want me, fine. I'll go to, Wichita State, I think, and then he goes to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He averaged 43 points a game. Now, I presume that's...
Wait. Oh, in college?
No,
in high school, I'm sorry.
He earned state tournament MVP honors as a senior, scoring 43 points per game, I guess, as a lead-up to the state title.
What are we doing, Mike?
Won 3 state championships in 4 years! That's a winner. I just don't know how. I mean,
he went to Wichita State when Wichita State was actually good.
Yeah,
as well.
I don't know, Roger. This is for you. Paul Newman and his food company, Newman's Own, have donated how much money to charity since the brand was founded in 1982? Because
I won't say a billion.
Yeah, not a bad guess. He plans to give away 100% of all post-tax profits and royalties, $600 million.
Yeah.
Nice.
How crazy! And then he made sure when he died to make sure it continued as that.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, no, Paulie. We go Paulie.
Him and Redmond were were really great guys on top of being maybe the biggest stars in Hollywood at the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and when you realize, I mean, it was Redford that started that Cannes
Sundance,
or Cannes.
Sundance,
excuse me. And Newman, I think, was one of the first actors I knew that left Hollywood to get out of all that. And the more you know... By pulling back that curtain, you realize now you know why.
Roger, if I gave you the name, you and Christian the name, Theodore Geisel.
Oh, Dr. Geisel. Seuss.
Wow. Oh, wow. You know why he changed his name?
Because people were scared of Theodore Geisel.
Was it anti-Jewish stuff or something at the time?
Lebergutten-Hellman.
He was caught drinking in college and got banned from extracurricular activities, but wanted to keep writing for the Dartmouth College Humor magazine. So he came up with Seuss as the name and then later changed it to doctor because his dad wanted him to always be a doctor. So
that's outstanding. That's outstanding.
Yeah, they made him step down as his job as editor-in-chief of the campus humor magazine, Jack-O-Lantern. And that's when he changed the name and started writing as a hit, whatever. How about that?
Didn't he have some colorful work before his children's stuff?
I don't know. You tell me, big boy.
I'll have to look it up.
Let's not forget. Bradley says, let's not forget the 73 points that Austin Reeves had in high school. Golly, that's crazy, unreal. All right, don't go away. We'll come back and wrap things up. No Justin Akery, but we have Phil. Not Phil Hartman.
No, Dr. Phil Elson.
How many Phils do we know?
Phil Hartman, Phil Elson. Philadelphia.
Uncle Phil.
Phil. Dr. Feel Good. Dr. Feel Good.
Dr. Phil on TV.
Dr. Phil. Phil.
Filler Up.
Filler Up.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins.
Wow.
Phil
Bailey from Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yes. Nice. Is there a Phil? Phil, who's the quarterback?
Philip Rivers. Phil Rivers.
Phil Rivers. Phil this.
Hey, Phil, there he is right there. That's the most important Phil. All right, go away.
Noticed my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my item wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petra Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
Arkansas professional arena football is back in Hot Springs Saturday night. The Arkansas Diamonds are bringing fast-paced, hard-hitting professional arena football to Bank OZK Arena, and this is your chance to feel it live. Two home games left this Saturday night and July 25th, with season, group, and individual tickets available. Bring the family, bring your friends. General admission tickets are just $15. Get your tickets now at ArkansasDiamonds.com. Arkansas Diamonds football, forged under pressure.
Unlock the savings at Boost Mobile and save up to $600 a year. I've been scouting these big carriers for a minute now, and I've seen them pull the same play 1,000 times. They promise you the world, then hit you with a price hike right when the game gets tight. But Boost Mobile, their $25 a month unlimited wireless plan is the most consistent player on the floor. No contracts, no price hikes. Unlock the savings today at BoostMobile.com/unlock.
Based on average annual single line payment of AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile customers compared to 12 months on the Boost Mobile unlimited wireless plan as of January 2026. For full offer details, visit BoostMobile.com.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Lost in the legal jungle? Relax. You have a lion on your side. There's no one better to protect your pride than our pride of Legal Lions. For exceptional communication and exceptional results, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue. Lion Legal. We bite back.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Refresh your yard this summer with 4th of July savings from The Home Depot. Choose your power starting at $99 with tools from trusted names like Ryobi and Milwaukee. From backyard get-togethers to end-of-summer upgrades, 4th of July savings on cordless tools deliver the power and mobility to keep up with every job without slowing you down. Power on the go is here, and summer projects are easier than ever with The Home Depot. While supplies last, see store online for details.
It's the Hustler Summer Sizzler happening now at Cabot Outdoors. Save big this summer with up to $2,000 off select Hustler zero-turn mowers. Grab the X-Ride 60-inch and save $2,000. Enjoy 0% financing for 42 months with approved credit. Payments as low as $330 a month. And don't miss Hustler Raptor deals. Get $250 off or score a free DeWalt tool. Sale ends July 31st. Cabot Outdoors, your source for Hustler and DeWalt equipment. Get mowing today online at CabotOutdoors.com.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
Ba-bom, ba-ba-ba-bom.
All right, this 9:54 wrapping things up. As we get ready to head down to Camden. Roger, when's the last time you've been down there? Have you been to Camden? Have you stopped at Camden for anything?
It's been a long time.
It's out of the way. You've got to be have a purpose to go down there. I remember 2 years ago I went turkey hunting.
Well, we went El Dorado several times, and that's why we've come back from that. I think we come back through Kingston and Rising. I mean, coming back from El Dorado a time or two.
That's the other thing we're going to do. Phil Elson joins us now. Phil, we're going to Camden to go to the oldest restaurant, active restaurant in the history of the state. 121 years, the White House Cafe in Camden. Now, last week we were at the Ohio Club.
And then I was at the Ohio Club like a day later.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to follow you to where you're going tonight.
I guess so. Hey, listen, the food at the Ohio Club was great last week. And it's 119 years. And, of course, it has not been a restaurant the whole time. This White House Cafe has been. I got some great food lined up, but we're also going to drive through Morro Bottoms, and that is where the Bear was born.
Right.
And
right.
then and Johnny Cash was born in, what was the name of it?
Kingsland?
Kingsland. Kingsland. So we were, I said Fordyce yesterday for Bear.
Morro Bottoms.
Five miles apart from each other.
Yeah.
Two of the most iconic figures in sports and music, Johnny Cash and they both sort of seemed like the same character.
Bryant was born in 1913. 20 years later was Cash.
So obviously a difference in age, but still 5 miles apart. Yeah. Something in the water there.
Pretty amazing.
It is.
That's not too far from the town that was my introduction to the state of Arkansas, Baz, about 26 years ago. And I was driving in from California, moving back to Pittsburgh briefly, and stopped in Hope. When I'd stayed the night in Shreveport, stopped in Hope. To go to the bathroom, see where President Clinton was born, and then drive to Little Rock to interview for the Travelers. Hope was my introduction.
How about that? Yes. Hope, listen, you've got the president that came out that was born there. You got Mac McClarty was his chief of staff. You got Mike Huckabee, who was governor here. Now he's the ambassador to Israel.
And Camden's not too far.
What's that?
Camden's
not too far from there. Nope. Speaking of Israel,
here's not an Israeli or a Jewish guy.
I do have to say, Pigskin Preacher had wrote a very nice column about us, a story about us, and I'm still going to post that. It's on my desktop.
Well, I got to update it now.
I know. It was a while back. I know you wrote it a while back. Yes.
Is he handing you guys bottles of beer?
This
or
is cologne.
Cologne.
No, I got one for you, too.
I was going to drink it, but it was
it's cologne.
I got tired of the way all of you smelled up here.
So cologne.
Believe me, I'm tired of the way I smell, too, exactly. Pigskin.
What is happening on the show today?
Oh, we got to talk about Community America Razorback Stadium quite a bit today, David, see what people think about that. Everybody wants to know the dollar figure, and I think if you're looking around, it might be somewhere between 4 to 5 million. That seems about right.
That's what we're presenting.
So, Malik and Trevin going in the NBA draft, one after the other. Got some sound from Malik. Couldn't find any from Trevin. The Hogs baseball team signed another pitcher in the transfer portal. Kevin Bohannon coming by. We'll talk about the baseball team and anything else we can get into. Pigskin Preacher is going to fill in for an acre-free zone Thursday.
All right. Good job there, Raji Dodge.
Good
job there, Christian. Morning Mayhem. We have our shirts on. We're headed down south. Now, don't forget, Roger will then go to Mainline Sports Bar tonight for trivia.
Yeah, come hang out.
So then he's going to stay there and watch the hockey till midnight.
Going to do that. And then we're going to be hockey, soccer.
Hockey, too. Hockey and soccer.
Well, I think it's about box hockey.
And don't forget, we're going to be at Frank Fletcher's place tomorrow.
That's Fletcher. Right. Christian, we won't see you. So before we get out of here, let's take our shirts off and chest bump.
Let's do it.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
I said shirt.
Pigskin and Phil. Zone's up next. Don't go away.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrain.